This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Where I live, we're getting a lot of RV traffic right now. I live less than 18 miles from the Michigan International Speedway, and believe me, race fans are rolling in. This Sunday, it's the site of the Firekeepers Casino 400. With NASCAR in the state, we thought we'd take a moment and recognize one of the inductees into the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Benny Parsons was a racer and a broadcaster. He was from North Carolina, so, you know, racing was probably already in his blood. But he moved to Detroit, where he worked as a taxicab driver for the Metropolitan Cab Company, which his father owned. Joining us now is Matt Yocum. He's a Michigan native and a longtime NASCAR reporter who is currently working for Fox Sports. So you worked with Benny Parsons. First, how does a guy like that go from a cab on the streets of Detroit to the oval track?
Well, you know, it's like anything. And when you're a young guy, girls and cars, and a race car just so happened to come in on a tow truck, and that, boom, that flipped the light switch for Benny Parsons. And from that point forward, what he wanted to be from the early 60s on was he wanted to be a race car driver, a champion race car driver. And that passion that he had for every area of his life, boom, that ignited in racing. And he did. I mean, he's in the Michigan Motorsports Hall of Fame, and he was just announced that he's going to be inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame, which a great accomplishment.
So for those of us not familiar with his place in racing history, tell us what he did to earn his spot in the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
You know, there are guys that made it in because, oh, they had, you know, 40 wins and they had a championship, or and maybe they had a Daytona 500 win, but they didn't have a championship. But for Benny, it was his body of work behind the wheel, but also in the broadcast booth. When you look at the respect that he generated from his peers, go back to 1973 when he won the championship. Last race of the year, Rockingham, North Carolina, involved in a crash, ripped the whole right side of the car off.
Actually, now, we've got a little tape from Benny Parsons from the NASCAR Hall of Fame's video. So here's Benny explaining what happened.
I tried to turn under him, and when I did, I just caught him with the right side of my car and ripped the whole right side off of it.
Ripped the whole right side off of it. So what did they do?
Something that would be unheard of almost in today's racing world. It doesn't matter what type of discipline. When that car came in, members from a bunch of different teams, I mean, it was like a sea, a rainbow color of crew shirts, because so many different crew members from other teams jumped in and started repairing. I mean, Benny came back from the hospital, and he looks over there, and they're fixing his car. So that way he could get back out, log some laps, enough so he could clinch the championship. But I think if anything says respect from your peers, that certainly would be one of those great examples.
That's an amazing story. Of course, you know, he retired in 88, went into broadcasting. People liked what he brought to TV. What made him different?
Well, I think if you go back and you look at Benny, always had the personality. He could walk into a room and he made you feel like you were the only person in the room, and he was totally focused in his conversation with you. And I think that's one thing when you look also with the fans. He helped change television, the way it was broadcast. You know, you think back, you know, whether it's Jim McKay with the polyester ABC Sports blazer or Chris Economac or whomever. When Benny came in, he had that little bit of a southern drawl, and he had his personality. It really warmed up the TV audience. And there's so many fans today that really, probably 50-50, some that know his entire career involved in racing, but there are some that just knew him from television. And his television work alone was enough to get him in the Hall of Fame, I feel. But when you look at his driving career, Lester, I mean, it was so impressive. He drove for a middle-tier team most of his career, but yet he was able still, because of his talent, he won the Daytona 500. He won the World 600, two of the three crown jewel events in stock car auto racing he won. And he won a race here at Michigan driving for a car that was sponsored by a local company, Melling Tool and Die. And through his association, this is the one thing about Benny. It's like you throw a rock in the lake, and that ripple effect. And that really was Benny Parsons. Because he said to Harry Melling in Jackson, Michigan, you know what? I know somebody that you should really get involved in. I think you could help their program. And that person was Bill Elliott and the Elliott family. And because of that association, Bill Elliott's career took off winning the Daytona 500 twice, winning a championship, and now he too is in the NASCAR Hall of Fame. So there's just so much to Benny where you need an hour-long special just to bring up all of the things that he brought to the table and how he changed the sport of stock car racing.
Of course, Benny Parsons died of lung cancer in 2007. I wonder what he would think about entering the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
You know, we talked a lot of, you know, our road trips. We traveled together when we worked together at NBC, and we would sit next to each other. And it was funny. We had our own little routine because especially when he was sick and he was going through his cancer treatments, we'd get on the plane. I would get his Diet Coke. I would get his meal. And we'd sit down and we'd just start talking about whether it's the day's events. You know, we would talk about how NASCAR needed a place to showcase the founders of the sport, the people, you know, with their sweat. They helped build this sport through the different stages, the different eras. And I think he would have been so humbled to have been voted in. And for, you know, like I said before, with him, it's his body of work, whether it's behind the wheel or in the broadcast booth.
Matt Yocum is a Michigan native and longtime NASCAR reporter. You'll see him on Fox Sports covering the Firekeepers Casino 400 on Sunday at the Michigan International Speedway. We've been talking about Benny Parsons, who will be inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame in January of 2017. Enjoy the race this weekend.
Hey, thank you very much for having me on. And traffic may be a little bit rough for you getting home, but that's a good sign that we've got a lot of people coming into this area, the Irish Hills. I just wish that, like, prehistoric forest and you know, Stagecoach Stop were still in operation so they could see what it was like here in the 70s and early 80s. It's a great area, and it's definitely coming back. And when you look at the campers coming in, I was following somebody today. I'm thinking, man, this is going to be a great crowd.
Well, those attractions you were talking about in the Irish Hills, days gone by, my friend. Days gone by. So,
yep.
All right. Thanks much.
All right. Thanks, Lester.